Liturgical Day, Friday the 18th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you want to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. For whoever chooses to save his life will lose it, but the one who loses his life for my sake will find it. What will one gain by winning the whole world if he destroys himself? There is nothing you can give to recover your own self. Know that the Son of Man will come in his glory, in the glory of his Father, with the holy angels, and he will reward each one according to his deeds. Truly I tell you, there are some here who will not die before they see the Son of Man coming as king." Our commentary is by Father Pedro Iglesias from Moncada, Barcelona, Catalonia. Today the Gospel clearly confronts us with the world. It is absolutely radical in its approach, and it does not admit any half measures. Quote, "If you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me." Unquote. In many instances, when we are facing the suffering generated by us or by others, we can hear, "We have to accept the sufferings God sends us. This is God's will," or words to that effect. And we keep on gathering sacrifices in very much the same way as those trading stamps we use to collect, with the hope of showing them at heaven, at heaven's audit department, when our day to present our statements of accounts arrives. But our suffering, per se, would be of little value. Christ was not stoic. He was thirsty. He was hungry. He was tired. He did not like to be forsaken. He let others to help him. Where he could, he soothed pain, whether psychic or moral. So what is happening then? Simple. Before loading with our cross, the first thing we must do is to follow Christ. It is not a matter of first suffering and then following Christ. Christ must be followed from our love. And from there, we can then understand the sacrifice, the personal negation. For whoever chooses to save his life will lose it, but the one who loses his life for my sake will find it. Love and mercy may lead us to sacrifice. Any true love engenders, one way or the other, some sort of sacrifice, but not all sacrifice engenders love. God is not sacrifice, God is love, and only from that perspective, pain, fatigue, and the cross in our existence have any meaning. Following the model of man, the Father reveals to us in Christ. St. Augustine sentenced, quote, "When one loves, one does not suffer, but if one does suffer, the very suffering is loved." Unquote. In the ensuing events of our life, we are not to seek a divine origin to explain our sufferings and shortcomings. Quote, "Why is God sending this to me?" Unquote. But we rather have to find a divine usage for them. Quote, "How can I transform this into an act of faith and love?" Unquote. It is from this evaluation that we are to follow Christ, and how, certainly, we may deserve the Father's merciful glance, the same glance which the Father looked at his Son as he hung on the cross.